This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good words, some of them are not so good, but they're here. Words, very important to our reality. And if this program is nothing else, it's real. This is the real. I'm the real Doug Steffen. She's the real Jay Kirshner. And this is the Real Good Day program on Tuesday.
For real.
It's really real. As opposed to not being real. A fake real, as it turns out. All right, so a lot of attention being turned to Ian. Puerto Rico is still reeling from Fiona. Ian has gone sort of to the west or the left, if you want to do left and right or west and east, and is headed into the mainland, up into, it's gone across Cuba. A lot of the Tampa news talk stations are all over this storm. The business, when this happens, wall-to-wall coverage. And so that's what you're going to hear and see as it blasts into all these words that the news media uses. That's blasting into the coast now. Okay, yep, right. Anyway.
Have you seen the memes going around? It's with Ross Geller, the character on Friends, and there's this episode where they're taking a couch up the stairs and he's screaming pivot, and somebody superimposed Ross onto the map with the big word saying pivot.
No, I did not. Excuse me.
Did I lose
that.
Everybody?
No, I just sneezed. Excuse me.
Oh, bless you.
No, I didn't. I don't pay a lot of attention to that sort of thing. You pay more attention. I trust in you to bring me up to date or to bring me up to speed.
Yeah, whenever anybody gives a pop culture reference, I'm here for that.
That, good. Thank you. All right. The passing, I don't know if passing is the right word. There's an investigation going on in Detroit. Speaking about news people, a guy named Jim Matthews, who's been on the radio there for a long time, was stabbed to death.
Yeah, this is so sad.
And nobody quite figure out what the heck, what in the world.
They
got somebody, felon, right?
Yeah. Well, he knows this person. So apparently it was a neighbor who he communicated with now and again, and he and his girlfriend or fiance invited him over, and they had the two kids in the house. And who knows what the turn of events were, but he ended up being murdered. The girlfriend or fiance was stabbed multiple times, but she made it out of the house with the daughter. However, the son was found bound and severely beaten in a closet. Mm-hmm. The girlfriend or fiance and then the two children were in the hospital, stable condition. He, unfortunately, the overnight host, unfortunately passed away. And then the guy, he had a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was overdosing on heroin, but they were able to get him to the hospital, and I don't believe it was a failed suicide attempt. So, hopefully this guy pulls through so that he can give a little bit more into insight as to what happened in that house.
Mm. Really is amazing.
What he did.
Amazing. Yep. Okay, let's talk about ways to boost your confidence, right? The good news today is a focus on you and how you make yourself feel better about you. We sort of started with this. I teased James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, in Dallas now, because I want him to feel confident. And one of the ways that you feel confident, I think you do, Jay, you grew up around it. I mean, that's not to say, James, anything about your family or bringing up, but there's something, and this sounds extraordinarily prejudicial from some Yankee who says to the kid in Texas, you know, the educational system in Texas isn't as good as it ought to be. Well, there are a lot of, not just in the South, but a lot of educational systems, the inner cities, are system for training people, for educating people, for getting people prepared for life is not working well. And so you find, you know, we tease all the time about the grammatical errors that youngsters make, but then there are other things, too, that are experiential, that people just are not experiencing things. And it has to do sometimes with the simple stuff like food. It has to do with how you control yourself in public situations. A lot of it has to do with positive spin or a negative spin that you may find from social media. But at any rate, the more you can expose yourself to stuff that's good, and or maybe I'll put it a different way, Jay, the more you can show gratitude for things that are good, it's going to have huge benefits, I think. Not that you should think about the past and, you know, I wish I hadn't done this, I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't do any good. It's think about where you are right now and what you want to accomplish. And sometimes it's psychobabble. Sometimes it really is just based on...
But it still always matters, I believe.
How do you mean?
I've read something before, and I think it holds some truth regarding depression and anxiety, and that they are real mental health
troubles. Oh, absolutely.
But
depression,
and it all kind of comes to a certain level of control. Depression is the inability to control the past. Anxiety is the inability to control the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, so then what do we do?
I think
we can't control what we can't control, basically. Why should you try?
Being comfortable in the uncomfortable, that's where talking to a counselor or a therapist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, some people have an actual chemical imbalance in their brain and medication is more conducive. Journaling, meditation, finding something, hobbies, even health, finding something that is for you, that helps you, what fills your heart.
Yep. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you need. What matters is that you know you need something, and then you try to find what it is that you need. And that comes through various opportunities, don't you?
Oh, 100%. And some people, it's exercise. Some people, it's bird watching.
Reading a book.
Some people, it's collecting something. Yeah, it's reading a book. It's going to the movies. It's self-care at home. And like skincare is something. And it, when you think about, when I say self-care, but when you think about it, it's all self-care wherever you are. As long as you're doing something beneficial for yourself that helps your mind and your body and it makes your soul feel happy and your heart filled.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay, so then that's all well and good, but how do I pay my electric bill? Which is going to be crazy this winter. Big utility hikes are coming. Electricity, gas. We've seen gasoline go crazy, and now it's coming down. But other fossil fuels like gas, which used to be just an excess, you know, they drill for oil, and the gas that sort of protected the oil before that was being used to power homes, it was just burned off. When I was a kid, I remember driving across the country to see my grandparents in Illinois, and we'd go by these oil wells in Ohio and Indiana, and you'd see these huge flames coming out of the ground. And I never really knew what they were. It was burning off the natural gas. Can you imagine how much we wasted of the natural gas when we didn't capture it?
We didn't know.
No. Didn't know. And that wasn't that long ago, frankly. But anyway, the point of my focus here is the gas bills are going to be nuts. Electricity. And the thing that bothers me isn't so much that, but the way these big utility companies are getting in the way of solar power and when making it very difficult. I'm experiencing this right now, trying to get solar power on the farm. And in this new development that I'm involved in, and the electric companies are making it miserable to try to come up with a way. So here we have this double-edged sword of the two messages. Climate change. We got to do something about fixing it. And then you try to do something like solar power, and the utilities who are so steeped in burning fossil fuels to create their energy, they don't want you to do that because they don't make as much money then. And so they get in the way. So where's the government on all this? They're all yakking, talking, you know, you get tax incentives for solar, blah, 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 blah. But where's the real action when it comes to confronting these companies and saying this is what you're going to do? They bow to them because of the money that these companies are contributing to the campaign funds of the people running for election. And that's why you're going to have a big electricity bill this year. Not because it's more expensive, but because they're gouging the hell out of you, like the petroleum companies, ExxonMobil, whoever else this summer gouged the hell out of you with the price of gasoline at the pump. Now, the same thing's going to happen to you with the cost of electricity being delivered by these same kinds of companies. Not the same companies, but it's the same bunch. The same type of thinking. Get them. And then you look at California and the blackouts yesterday there, talking to my children about the power plants, and there's some new power plants that have come online. They've got big battery storage systems. They're trying to stop fossil fuel generators, but they can't because they don't have enough electricity. But they're trying to shut down the generators that are using fossil fuel, and the rolling blackouts not only happening now, but as they continue to push you to buy a car, there's no common sense. Mm-hmm. Why the hell would you buy an electric car, be told you have to drive it, and then they tell you, on the other hand,
you can't
have any power to charge it up?
Mm-hmm. I always think about the people who have medical equipment that require electricity and power at home, and they've already had to. They're in so much medical debt that they can't afford to get a generator should this stuff happens. Yeah. What's being done for them?
Nothing. Basically, not a lot of talk. Yeah, we'll talk a lot. A lot of headwinds, but the reality is that it's just a mess. And we look for leadership to get us out of these things. Or maybe some common sense, right? You know, common sense here.
That would be nice.
Yeah, a gunman killed 15 people. So this is something that we haven't heard a lot about, but now it's beginning to leak out social media, talking about the unrest that's created in Russia now. 15 people, 11 children wounded in a school 600 miles east of Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
This guy went into the school wearing a red swastika. He opens fire and kills all these teachers and children. The children are 6 to 17 years of age. And then he killed himself. Same kind of stuff going on here. And all of this is part of, you know, we think it only goes on in America, but it doesn't. It's going on in Russia. Very law. Unbelievable social unrest there just in the last week or so. 18 past the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Do you expect experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
To the story that I had earlier in the program from New York State about how they want to change the law so that everybody who works over 40 hours on a farm gets overtime, it's not doable. It's unthinkable, in fact. These people are clueless. And that's why New York has fallen off the radar as a really good agricultural state. There are a few states in our country that have better land, better conditions, better environment for good dairying.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're forever blowing bubbles, maybe you should stop for a few moments. We got a couple of relevant items here from the social context, social media, Doug's Dirt, in other words, Facebook and Instagram items that are trending, including the retirement of Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR driver. He won 7 NASCAR Cup Series. And now he's retiring. Why would that be? He's only 47. We'll find out after this. Doug Stephan here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. So here's 7-time NASCAR Series winner Jimmy Johnson announcing he's retiring, Jay. He doesn't want to participate in motorsports anymore. He went from NASCAR to IndyCar racing. Mm-hmm. He's only 40. Would you consider these guys to be athletes, men and women, like Danica Patrick? Are they athletes because they drive a car? How is that?
Why? It's still a sport. And it still takes a certain level of athleticism to control that vehicle. They're going at high speeds. Yeah, they have to have the wherewithal, the stamina. And these are long races, too.
Okay. You've convinced me. Thank you.
The muscles.
All right. Yes, right. So anyway, he's retiring, and one wonders, does he become a commentator? That's what a lot of these people do that have been in these quote-unquote sports. They get jobs as analysts or commentators.
And especially some of the best ones, once they leave, it's like they either become, maybe he'll be a pit crew chief, but I could see him more so being a commentator.
NASCAR is now in the popular spectrum. I think is it Friday or Saturday night where they have NASCAR races on regular commercial TV? They used to be Saturday afternoon. Now they're at night. A special, there's more attention being paid to that. Melissa Etheridge also in the spotlight here. Grief over her son's death has been endless, she said. She had four children. This one son died of an opioid addiction. So how does a parent keep a child from being exposed to or becoming addicted to opioids? Is it there, whatever?
That's a good question. That's a good question, because one would think being engaged in their lives and paying attention, having the hard discussions would be enough, and sometimes it just isn't.
Well, Melissa Etheridge has been a pot smoker most of her adult life, and that was obvious to her kids. Maybe that was something that might, but hindsight is 20/20, and what difference does it make at this point in time? Just kind of. It just brings back into fore how easy it is to fall into that trap. 28 after the hour.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Festivals. Football. Flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian strengthened into a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, making landfall over western Cuba Tuesday morning. Ian's outer rain bands have already reached Florida's west coast, where it could hit as a Category 4 hurricane as early as Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee is set to reconvene on Wednesday. President Biden's student debt forgiveness will hit $400 billion. Applications to apply will be available in October. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
So this is a story of a baby boy's sight. The son's name is Ari. Lily Fleet's son's name is Ari. The left eye had a cloudy appearance on it and an outward squint during a short few seconds on a video that she saw.
It's like this is a fleeting moment, and this person happened to notice that.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Mr. Steffen, and Ms. Kirshner is here with us, as usual, to enthrall you with things that are going on. The fate of Brett Favre. I've never really done a good job with his name. F-A-V-R-E. Famous athlete, right? You know who Brett Favre is, don't you, Jay?
Brett Favre, yep.
Okay, so, apparently he's a crook.
This is questionable because it does not look good for him. I don't know. Using welfare money for a volleyball facility and then taking more for a football facility. And he and his people are saying that while they were asking of this this money and this income. He's claiming that he didn't know where it was coming from, which is also kind of questionable.
Really?
Because,
you think we're that stupid there?
Yeah,
Brett?
Because in today's society, even if we say we need this money, we don't care from where it's coming, just make it happen, you already know that that makes you liable for some shady stuff.
Right, exactly. So the state of Mississippi has filed suit against him. A lot of text messages back and forth suggest that he's involved up to his Mickey in a lot of this stuff that would be considered in most other leagues as a crime.
So, oh, it's a big scandal.
Yeah, and he's thought he was going to get away with it, and he hasn't. All right, here's the story about these chemicals that are part of a new round of school uniforms that have been produced, and they have all this polyfluoral, what do they call them, PFASs, right? Mm-hmm. The school uniforms that are being sold all over our country, and apparently up in Canada as well. You know, a lot of schools now, private schools, have these uniforms required, and they come from one company. And the company is buying the fabrics that have forever chemicals in them. As a matter of fact, there are 72 different products from 9 different brands that are in school uniforms that have high amounts of these harmful chemicals. And so cotton, spandex, that kind
of
stuff.
It's awful. And the whole draw, and the whole draw for it is that they are stain repellent. But no parent is going to say, oh, I would rather this garment not have stains in it than the possibility of my child having forever chemicals rubbing up on their skin nonstop and then potentially having these health issues later down the road.
Right. Yep. All right, time for a visit with Uri Geller, our friend, my friend, and hopefully the program's friend. He's been on this program since the 1990s. He's been associated with me and family and stuff. He's at his home, and he's talking to his brother-in-law. I know I can tell, I always tell, because we go from English to, is that Yiddish? No, that's Hebrew. It's Hebrew.
No, it's not Yiddish, Doug. Come on, Yiddish. It's Hebrew. Hebrew has been spoken right. for 5,000 years.
All right, so tell Listen, me.
Dougie, wait. Wait, hold on. I just sent you an email. Yeah. I want you to open it. Yeah. I want you to look at the logo, and I want you to read out what I have posted yesterday, and since then I already have around 50,000 views. It's very interesting, and I think your listeners will be fascinated by what you're about to read to them.
I'm going to send this to Jay. She can post it on social media. From the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. National Intelligence. So this is, you've been involved in National Intelligence for a long time. So what's the latest here? Why do we have this? Why there's a picture, by the way, on the logo, there are planes, there are flying saucers, there are all kinds of things. So what are you doing for the National Office of National Intelligence?
Then I ask you to continue just reading under the picture what I have written, because it's so mind-blowing. And then it says self-explanatory. Can you read it? Does it appear there?
No. All I can see is the photo of the emblem itself. I can't see anything else that's underneath it.
Okay, let me tell you what it is. So basically what I posted is the following. Dear friends, I told you some time ago that the United States government plans to slowly disclose that UFOs exist without actually revealing that they have known this for many, many years and that they also possess recovered materials and much, much more. Now, look at the new logo, and you're going to post that logo on your website.
Right, and I'm looking at it now. I found what you're talking about. I got this stuff. So I'll follow along with you as you read it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so for the National Intelligence Manager, which is the abbreviation is NIM for aviation, along with pictures of standard military aircraft like jets and drones, and their new logo clearly shows a classic flying saucer. Now, the inclusion of this image is not a joke. This is hugely significant. Think about it. NIM Aviation directly reports to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the lead department for the United States National Intelligence. Now, their chief mission is to identify and respond to national security threats. Putting a UFO in their logo is a very deliberate and symbolic gesture which they would not have done lightly. Now, Doug, this image had to be approved at a very high level, and it is intended to send a very clear message. UFOs are real, and they are of serious interest and concern to our intelligence services.
Okay.
Now, this new logo is another important step towards revealing the truth.
So, you're a mind guy. You've made your living motivating people, getting into their heads, into their minds to make their lives better. So what is in the minds of people who don't want us to know about what's real, especially given the story that is floating around the last 24 hours about us sending a rocket up to blow up an asteroid to practice what might be necessary to do down the road, kind of like those movies, Armageddon and Sudden Impact, you know, the story of rocket ships going up to blast something that was on a trajectory to the Earth. So are there a lot of these sorts of things that the government knows that they don't want us to know? And if they don't want us to know, why don't they want us to know?
Well, Dougie, I have been for 50 years warning governments to build weapons to hit these kind of meteorites and comets that might pose a major catastrophic danger to our planet. Let's face it, they're zooming around us all the time. Yes, some are only like 5 million light years away and so on, but some are very close to Earth. So we've got to have the tools. But think of this. If we would find out that there is actually an alien invasion, a negative, like, you remember the movie called Independence Day, which showing aliens landing on planet Earth
and
destroying.
You remember the TV show V that had these beings that looked like humans until they got into circumstances, then they were snakes, they had forked tongue, and they were really reptiles instead of being human? Remember that?
Yes. Yes, and I think that some of these rockets are basically also built to encounter and blow out alien negative forces, alien ships that are, you know, coming towards Earth to destroy us. This is very important. So it goes both ways. I have inside information and I know about these things. And if you want to expand on it next week, because we're always running out of time, we'll continue talking about it. But please get on urigeller.com or on my Twitter or my Facebook or on my Instagram, and you will see the logo clearly, and you make up your own mind.
Jay is going to post it on the gooddayshow.com website as well. The thing that is troubling, I guess, to a point, is that these things, you know, you look around at some of the other things that we're learning about space and how small we are in the overall circumstance of things, and when you see, like, there's another discovery this week of 100 million suns in a part of our galaxy that we never even knew existed, and that's our own neighborhood, if you will. The things that are being discovered every day that I suppose if you had a small mind, it would scare the hell out of you. But if you have a big mind, you can understand, open up to the possibilities of what good can come from. You know, it's not
absolutely
always about
it. I'm expecting only good to come from aliens that will land first on our planet, and it'll solve a lot of problems. The main problems are global warming, hunger, diseases, and eliminate probably 25,000 nuclear weapons that are being aimed at us all the time from all around the world. So that's our main problem, nuclear, atomic, bomb, World War III.
Just getting along, period. All would be solved if we just kind of intelligently looked at what the alternatives are. You know, the business about Putin. Well, it happens everywhere. You know, you live in Israel. You know, people are throwing rocks at each other all day, every day over there. It's very,
That's right.
Very difficult. All right. So early.
But anyhow, Throwing rocks is one thing, but you're getting on a plane and coming from my birthday on December the 20th. That. You're here.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Don't forget to. I want to go to the island too. Become an official citizen of Uri's Island, Lamb Island. Go to urigeller.com and Santa Acosta, Buck. You give the money to the. Uri has so many different charities that he supports, and this money is going to that. And what it does is open up the. It's all about opening up possibilities. What could happen in a little island like this? What could happen with people all over the world getting together to support something like this? Who knows? You won't know until you do it. So join the rest of the world. It's officially becoming a citizen of Lamb Island. Check that out at urigeller.com. You can also find Uri's books on Amazon, whether it's about psychic powers, whether it's about dowsing. All of his books are at Amazon. I find these conversations fascinating because it's all about the mind, and that's what we are all about. Uri Geller here on Good Day at 46 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part at least to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, so ever since American manufacturing entered a long stretch of automation and outsourcing, every recession has led to the loss of jobs. But that's not happening now. So all of the people, I want to leave this half hour on a high note. You know, there is the stock market hasn't done great in the last couple of weeks, and there are all these damn naysayers. Oh, we're going to have a recession. It's going to be horrible. Look at the interest rates. This is part of business. Goes up and goes down. One of the keys is that the companies that need factory workers that have gone overseas and now are coming back to America are looking for workers. And this is whether it be craft breweries, ice cream companies, pharmaceutical plants, tire companies, whatever it is, they're looking for workers. That never happens in a real recession. So keep that in mind if somebody tells you we're going to hell in a handbasket. I'm not thinking that that's really what's going on. 10 before the hour.
Silver.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Chucker, you've mystified us.
I guess that's a new rendition of the Tonight Show theme with Jimmy Fallon.
Is it really?
It's not the theme I remembered when I was a kid, though.
What, of the Tonight Show?
Very good. This day in TV history, 1954, the Tonight Show premiered on NBC with Steve Allen, followed by Jack Parr. Then Johnny Carson went on a 30-year run. Jay Leno took it over. Conan O'Brien did it for a year. And then Jimmy Fallon.
Awful. Terrible.
He's
so,
not awful,
you know, there was a big... Yeah, he's terrible.
It doesn't have the significance as it did in the 70s.
None of them do.
When Johnny
because they're too
on,
damn
like
political. Yeah, it was too political. Now, the other side of that is that there was a to-do. Johnny Carson got the job. He wasn't really vying for it. He and Ed were doing Whom Do You Trust or Who Do You Trust, but it should have been called Whom Do You Trust. And... Yeah. There were a couple of opportunities that had come his way, including a variety show. The network wanted him to do a bunch of stuff. And Steve Allen was advocating to get back to The Tonight Show to be the host. He started it, then Jack Parr did it. Parr didn't want to do it anymore. He was a curmudgeon-y old fart, and people didn't like working with him. So Steve Allen said, okay, well, I'm available. Put me back there. And for whatever the reason... they decided not to. Steve Allen was a fabulous choice. Carson obviously turned out to be better. So Steve Allen... But Steve Allen then went to Westinghouse, which had just started syndication of various programs, daytime shows like Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas.
Mike Douglas.
That stuff. So they decided that they would put Steve Allen on at night as a syndicated show at the same time the Tonight Show was on. And it did well, but it didn't sustain itself because there was some controversy about some legal arrangement that Westinghouse had with some of the networks. Whatever the hell it was, it didn't last.
I did not know this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, so stick with me, Chuck, or you'll learn a few things.
All I knew is I grew up on Johnny Carson, and
yep,
he was iconic. And when a guest like Don Rickles or Burt Reynolds or Rodney Dangerfield, you know, went on Johnny's show, it was very special.
It was very special. Yeah. You know... One of the things...
He was never sober.
Well, I don't know. They talk about that. Ed used to... Ed and I were great friends for the last 10 years of his life, and he would talk about the stuff with guys like that that were supposedly drunk, or him and his drinking, and he was no more a lush or a drunk than you are. But it just was, it was
here's the thing, though.
Part of the storyline.
I went on YouTube, and it was a video of Jerry Lewis, that infamous Jerry Lewis telephone when Frank Sinatra brought out Dean Martin. And when you watch it, I mean, it's a great piece of television, but it does appear that Dean Martin, you know, was feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
And unless he was faking on almost every television appearance he had
on
the golf show.
Ed said that he was.
Liked to drink.
Yeah, he did like to drink, but he was sick.
I got an interesting story I want to bounce off you because
it's
no business.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. AMC Theaters yesterday announced that they're going to raise money via a preferred stock, some form of a preferred stock option, right?
Yep.
They are $5.4 billion in debt, and they want to raise money from stockholders to pay off debt. Now, here's the thing. I'm a small business owner, okay? I understand. I've had cash surplus in my life. I've had debt.
Yeah, me too.
But if I woke up, if I was running a company, and I was $5.4 billion in debt, I wouldn't want to wake up and run that company.
It's not a safe place to be, that's for sure.
But here's the thing. Is it real? Here's the thing. These companies that are publicly traded, most of them, it's not real. How could this be a real company and be 5 points? You can't bury her. You can't dig yourself out of that debt, can you?
Sure you can. It's all paper. Of course you can. You can do anything you want with paper. It's all the government. Look at the government. How much money do you think
the bills are real, though.
Yeah, but when it comes to we're paying off college debt, or we're paying the price of the pandemic, or we're giving money to the Ukraine, where do you think that money is? It's not just paper.
No,
it's not
I get
real
that.
Money.
I get that, but if you're a company,
it's the same thing.
That is real debt. I just don't know how you dig yourself out of it. A few months before, the Regal chain, which is owned by a subsidiary, I forget the name of the company that is above them, but they raised privately about $1 billion.
Yeah.
But again, the model, as we've talked about for 2 years, the model
Chucker,
needs to be
time's up.
Better.
59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.